Father, we want to thank you for this opportunity you are giving to us to share with your people this morning. Lord, we give you the glory for all the past edition of this program. And Father, we thank you, God, for your word is working mightily in our life, even in the life of the hearers. I pray this morning, Lord, even as we have come together, Lord, I ask, O God, that, Lord, with all meekness, we shall receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save our soul in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will use the word of today to lift somebody there up, even to bless that family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, your word is for transformation. I pray that this word will bring transformation. It will bring healing to every hearer this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to God this morning. I feel so happy and I give God the glory for helping us to come your way again this morning. I want to thank God for those who came for our Dominion Convention that we had last week. It was a wonderful and glorious time. I thank God for how God visited us. Thank God for how God performed His signs and wonders, His miracles. Thank God for those wonderful words that God sent to us through His ministers. To God be the glory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having said that, I want you to please help us to invite people even to this broadcast this morning. There are people that God has prepared this message for, and they must not miss it. Anything you are doing, please put it aside and give God this attention. You know, when you go to school, you don't pay school fees only, you also pay attention. Please tell people to listen, you know, and help me to phone somebody that it is time for us to hear the word of life that can bring life into our situation. And so it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing on the topic from shame to glory. From shame to glory. Hallelujah. We are going to use the life of Naaman this morning to explain this particular topic, from shame to glory. But first of all, let's open our Bible to Haggai. Haggai chapter 2, and let's read verse 9. Haggai chapter 2, verse number 9.
The glory of this little house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts.
Well, see God speaking there. Two affirmative words. He said the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. So God is saying that, you know, you that you are listening to me this morning, His plan for your life is to move from glory to glory. He said the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Can you see now? So He's saying that, you know, you are to go from glory to glory. You have to shine forth, you know, more of God, more of His presence in your life. That's what we say this morning. Don't forget that the opposite of glory is shame. Opposite of glory is shame. Can we look at the Bible? Let's see Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35.
The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.
So every wise, you know, who are those who are wise? Those who are of God. Those who have given their life to God, you know, they are wise people and they will receive glory more and more every day. But you know, people who are not of God, they will have, you know, plentiful foolishness in their life. Can you see now? So, and that is why we call on you today to give your life to Jesus, you know, so that you'll be a wise man, a wise woman, you know, because only the wise people are seeking Jesus, you know, only the wise people. Don't forget the Bible. The Bible says the glory of God, you know, appeared to the wise men and they pursued Jesus. Can you see? And they saw Jesus as a baby boy and they worship Him and they are blessed. May you also be wise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's now go to the proper message right now, using Naaman as an example. Let's go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Now, can we read from verse 1? First of all, from verse 1 to verse 5. Yes.
Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord has given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrian has gone out by companies and has brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Will God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send the letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment.
Let's stop there for now. Now, can you see this Naaman? What a great man. You know, Bible says he was a great man, you know, and Bible says he was honorable. You know, look at all the way they qualify him. Bible says, you know, he has brought deliverance unto Syria. Why? Because he was a mighty man. So great, he was a great warrior. But there was a but in his life. You know, there was a but in his life. And that but used less every other positive things in him. Now, this morning, as we are listening to this word of God, I don't know the but in your own life. I don't know the but. You know, I don't know what, you know, want to cancel the goodness, the goodness of God in you. You know, they might say, look at this woman, oh, she's rich but barren. They can somebody successful but single. Because this man is handsome but he's a failure. Now, what is the own but in your own life? Because this morning I am trusting God that anything that stands as a shame in your life shall be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that stands as a shame, anything that brings, you know, shame to you, it is the will of God this morning to cleanse you from them to the blood of Jesus Christ. So, you know, all the thing that Naaman had, all the glory of Naaman was tainted. It was tainted because he was a leper. So Naaman had a shame in his life, and that shame was leprosy. Excuse me, what is your own shame this morning? What are those things bringing reproach to your life? What are those things that you don't want to see again? What are those things that when you remember, you cry? What are those things that are limiting your life? These are bought in you. And I know that this morning, yeah, very, very well, this morning, God is able to deliver you from them. Because at the end of the day, he delivered Naaman. You know, and I want you to know this morning that you are the next person that God wants to deliver. Now, Bible says, you know, a shame in Naaman's life, it was a leprosy. I said, what is your, are you in debt? Are you barren? You know, have you been looking for a job? It is true you have gone to school, but no job. You know, it is true you married, no child. It is true you are beautiful, no husband. What is the but in your life? You know, this morning, you know, as you are listening, the power of God is coming upon you. And the Lord will set your case. And everything that is called but shall be completely removed from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what now happened? Bible says, Naaman needed, you know, to have his shame taken away. Can you see? He wanted his shame to be taken away. Just like you this morning, as you are listening to this word of God. You know, that shame in your life, you are no longer okay with it. You are looking for how God will help you. You are looking for how God will deliver you. You are looking for how God will give you victory. And let me tell you, Bible says the name of Jesus has been highly exalted, and that name is able to bring you out of every shame of life. You know, you know, this Naaman, he discovered that he was not complete. He discovered that there is a but in his life, and this but must go. And so he needed to have the shame taken away in his life. Every but in your life, every shame in your family, this morning I prophesy, the power of God is taking them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that people look at and say, hey, that family is good, but you know, that thing that brings the ugliness into your life, today as I speak, no, I decree in the name of Jesus, they are over. They are cleansed up this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, you know, Naaman received information that God is able to heal him. Through whom now? Through their housemaid. In verse 12, it says, a little maid. Bible called a little maid that waited upon his wife. The name of the maid was not given. Can you see? There are some destiny helper. They look so small in life, but they are so vital. You know, there are some people that are so vital. You know, that's why you don't look down on people. Can you imagine? It will be a housemaid. You know what the housemaid said? Let's verse 3. See what the housemaid said. Yes.
And she said unto her mistress, "Will God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy."
Oh, if Naaman has gone to the prophet in, there's a prophet in Samaria, you know, if my master Naaman could get to him, the leprosy will go. Can you see? That is why it is good to talk about Jesus. That's why it is good to talk about what all God is doing. The small girl, can you imagine a small girl, probably around 7 or 8 years old, talking about the mighty power of God. You know, she has discovered that God is great. Can I say this one this morning? Hear me, my God is great. Yeah, my God is powerful. Yeah, my God is mightier. He is able to help you. He is able to deliver you. He is able to do something good in your life. You know, just like this little maid, how he mentioned, how he believed in God, how he celebrated his God. This morning, I'm happy to celebrate my God. Why? Because I have seen God open the eyes of people. I have seen God raising the dead. I have seen God, you know, giving the barrenness children. I have seen God doing mighty works. And I know that no matter the area you want God in your life, God is able to do according to your faith this morning. And I see him doing that in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this girl was talking about God. How is God to you? You know, some of you, you know, you go elsewhere. You know, even Christians today, they are going to where they should not go. Why? Because they don't know their God. Can you see a small girl of around 7, 8 years old talking big about God? You know, so assured that God is able to do what he said will do. Hallelujah. Now, they now had this girl. This girl gave them the information. And so, they now went. Now, let's see, because of our time this morning. Oh, I will see you after this time out. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng. www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I want to welcome you back. This morning we are talking on the topic from shame to glory. And I want you to know that God is taking away your shame this morning. No matter the shame in your life, no matter the shame in your family, no matter the ugliness of your life, today God is touching you. And you will have testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's go to verse number 14. Let's see the instruction given to Naaman. Yes.
Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Wow. Can you see? He obeyed. Now, do you know that obedience is the gateway of your miracle? The moment you obey, everything shall come to pass. The moment you obey God. And that is why you must obey. Now, the Bible says, you know, they came to Elisha. Elijah told them what to do. Initially, you know, this man, Naaman, want to be stubborn. He wants to be rebellious. Something wants to hinder him. You know, he was saying, why should I go to the river to bath? You know, he was saying that Ashebi will have better river in Syria. Why should I go to Jordan? Jordan is so dirty. The water there is so dirty, very stinking. Why should I go? Hear me. Obey God. And stop complaining. The problem with you is that you think you know too much, and yet you don't know anything. You know, you think you are in control of knowledge, and yet you don't know anything. It is true that you are big in society, but you know, when it comes to the things of God, you need to learn. It is true you might be anything. You might be a medical doctor, you might be an engineer, you might be a lawyer, but hear me, when you come to God, come and humble yourself. Humble yourself so that God can talk to you. Humble yourself so that God can show you the way. Humble yourself that God can take you out of this calamity. You know, don't feel proud. Don't feel you know too much. Why? Because Naaman came in his capacity as a lord, as a warlord. Can you see? He came as a big man. I've been telling you, even in this program, over time, you know, I say when you come to church, you know, come as if to say you are nothing. You know, prepare your vessel to receive new instruction, to receive new miracle, to receive new breakthrough. You know, don't come to God in the fullness, you know, of your status and come to brag to God. No, come in a simple way. Come by faith. You know, so when Naaman obeyed, that was when God opened his door. You know, don't allow disobedience to close your door of miracle. You know, obey everything that God has said. So Bible says, and he went in, he finally obeyed, you know. He obeyed. He went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. According to what? To the saying of the man of God. The man of God wanted to humble him. You know? So when he came to the man of God, he knocked the door. He felt the man of God just open his gate. Hey, big man, VIP, coming. Hear me. No matter your level, you are not to worship men. Eh? You must be unique and be simple in the hands of God. So, you know, Elijah told him, said, go and wash. He didn't even come out. He said, go and tell him to wash. Go and tell him to go back to River Jordan. Close to let him know that, look, no matter your level in society, when you come to God, you are a kid. Can you see now? So, thank God because he obeyed. He went a deep in himself down, and Bible says his flesh came again and he was cleansed. The reproach was removed. This morning, as you obey the Lord, I see God taking away every reproach in your life. I see God, you know, taking away everything out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you something. Naaman went to the king who told him he couldn't help him. You know, when the king of Syria, under whom Naaman was serving, he sent to the king of Israel. He sent him a letter. Let me tell you about 6 again. Yes.
And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy.
Number 7.
And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me.
So he went to the wrong man. Hear me, healing is not in government house. Healing is in God's house. Healing is not on that evil sanctuary you are going. You know, healing is in the house of God. You know, God is ready to heal and to take, you know, every reproach out of his children. So, if you go to the wrong side, if you go to the wrong place, you will not have your problem solved. You know why your problem remains? Because you have not gone to the right place. When you are not in the right place, there will not be a location of healing and deliverance. You know, you can't go to any church. You go to a church that God wants you to go. The problem that some of you are having is this. You are looking for a mega church. You know, a mega church might not be an omega church. A mega church is big. You know, that's why they call it a mega church. But an omega church is a finishing church. A church that will prepare you for heaven. So, many of you that all you want to do is to rush to a mega church. Eh? Because it's big. You want to go and be lost inside the crowd. You are missing it. That might not be the place that God wants you to be. You need to pray. You know, because it might be big. It might not be God. You need to ask God. Now, probably you are in Abeokuta. Now, I'm in Abeokuta. Which church should I go? Now, you see, they went to the king of Israel, and what now happened? That one cried. He said, am I God? He's not even a prophet. He has never healed before. So why should they send to me to come and heal Naaman? Can you see? And he couldn't. But thank God. See in verse 8. Yes. Verse number 8.
And it was so when Elisha the man of God has heard that the king of Israel has rent his cloth, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy cloth? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Wow. Let him come to me. He shall know. Look, when you go to the right hand of God, you will know that there is God. All I want you to know is that, you know, when you are in the wrong place, there is no allocation for you. One location gives no allocation. You know, and Elijah said, let him come to me. He will know. Can you see that boldness? Can you see that boldness? He will know that there is a man of God in Israel. Hallelujah. So the anointing in God's house is enough to take you from shame to glory. The anointing in the house of God is enough. That is why, you know, tomorrow don't wait at home. Go to church. Go to a living church. Tomorrow don't sit down at home. Go to a living church. Why? Because God will take your shame away. He will take your reproach away, like in the case of Naaman. Don't you know? He will also take away your failure. You know, when you look at, you know, Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 11, we can see the failure of Peter as a fisherman. You know, he went for fishing, he couldn't catch a single one. Can you see? He failed that day. It was a total shame. How can a man go to work and bring nothing home? But thank God he met with Jesus, and Jesus helped him. You know, it could have been also the case, you know, of Joshua, where they were defeated. Can you see now? You know, probably your own shame is that you have been defeated. You have always been defeated. Defeated, even your dream. In Joshua chapter 1, from verse 1 to 7, you know, Bible says Israel fight against a small country called Ai. And, you know, what happened? They defeated Israel. They put Israel to shame. They fought big nation, they won. But small nation like Ai, Israel lost. Why? Because shame has come. I pray the last failure in your life is the last in the name of Jesus Christ. But you know what now? You need to get to God. You need to be connected to God for defeat not to come again. You know the story of in Mark chapter 5 from verse 26 to 34 about the woman with the issue of blood. The woman was frustrated. Totally frustrated. Why was she frustrated? Because, you know, every day blood was gushing out of her body. It's a shameful thing. Can you see? It's a shameful thing. But you know what happened? The woman met with Jesus. The shame was removed. What am I saying this morning? Is that if you want shame to remove your life, go to Jesus. Be connected to Jesus. Be born again. Then that shame in your life, that people are making mockery of your life, it will be no more. Even look at the Bible. You know, in the book of Luke chapter 7, when we read from verse 11 to 15, it's talking about the widow of Nain. The woman lost her only son. Shame came. The woman lost her only son. Sorrow came. And you know what, man? They were going to bury the child. They met Jesus on the way. There is a sorrowful group coming. And opposite there was what? A jubilating group. And Jesus saw the woman and she said, what's your problem? The woman said, my son, my last hope is gone. He said, woman, weep not. Are you also weeping? Today, as a man of God, I say weep not. Why? God is coming to you to take away your sorrow. Every sorrow, every frustration, every defeat, failure, reproach is over. All of you that were hearing today, it is over in the name of Jesus. Thank you for giving me your attention. I will see you tomorrow in the church, and the name of God shall be glorified. God bless you. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, first service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and second service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.